You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
And welcome to another new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you. Yes, you, the loyal listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fierce, fabulous, phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Before we dive into this week's episode, I cannot say thank you enough to you, the loyal listeners who reached out to me to let me know just how much you loved last week's show. Last week was our monthly series we've been doing all year long here on A Girly So Groovy. Every month we're picking one groundbreaking, trailblazing artist and celebrating the accomplishments that she has made. Last week, we celebrated R&B pioneer Etta James. That second hour of the program had such an energy to it that I'm still a little sweaty from it all. I had such a good time putting it together and knowing that it meant a lot to you as well. That makes me feel so good to know that I'm doing the right job as your humble host. Coming up in this episode of Girly So Groovy, in the first hour, I've got music on the way from Phoebe Bridgers, Cat Power, Nila Frianya, Sonic Youth, Elastica, Courtney Barnett, Yola Tango, and then so much more packed into that second hour. Okay, like I said, I felt like last week we really ended it on a bang with so much energy from Etta James that this week I need to catch my breath. So we're going to start off on a beautiful, haunting indie folk note. It is indie folk rock singer-songwriter Haley Hendricks leading the ship here on A Girly So Groovy. Ooh,
smoke. And your name puffs and colors with people as old as the sun that was stuck in her head becomes all the words you forget.
Phoebe Bridgers right there with her song Chinese Satellite, taken from her latest album, Punisher. Phoebe Bridgers, of course, is recording and touring as the supergroup trio Boy Genius. Cannot wait to get my hands on that music. I can't believe I still haven't. I'm a bad host. I hope not. Anyways, before Phoebe Bridgers, it is music from a band called Florist. Now, I had not heard of the Tranquil Lo-Fi project of Florist until the release of their latest self-titled fourth album. It is one of those albums that wears you like a cozy sweater on a chilly spring or summer night sitting around a campfire. If you plan to be camping or cottaging this spring or summer, you need to bring Florist album with you. The reason being, you could hear it for yourself. Did you hear crickets in the background of that middle song? Well, it's because the quartet rented a house in New York's rustic Hudson Valley and recorded the majority of the 10 songs and 9 instrumentals on the home screened-in front porch. And the result is an album that feels like it was pretty much made around a campfire. Again, you want to bring that Florist album with you if you've got plans to go camping this summer. We kicked off the full 2 hours with indie folk rock musician Haley Hendricks. The song is called Drinking Song. That is taken from her debut album, I Need to Start a Garden. Let's keep things going right now. It is an 80s classic. I won't tell you what it is. Let's see if you can guess. But it's done by alternative rock singer-songwriter Angel Olsen right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Broken glass, what about our broken heart?
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the woman who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klender. Music right there from New York City funk rock band Luscious Jackson. The song is called One More Time. And that is from, no, what am I saying? Not One More Time. Sorry. The song is called One Thing. It is from the album Fever In, Fever Out, the band's sophomore album. And it is with sadness to play that song for I just discovered that just last month, Luscious Jackson's longtime keyboardist and one of the band's founding members, Vivian Trimble, passed away at just the age of 59. After her battle with cancer. And so sad, so young, 59 years old. But Luscious Jackson's one of those bands that I don't play enough on Girly So Groovy. And when I do, I am just reminded at how brilliant and fun that New York City band is. In the middle, it is Cat Power with the song Papa Power. That is from her latest album, her covers album, aptly called Covers. Now, do you know this, that she is covering a band called Dead Man's Bones? Dead Man's Bones does the song Papa Power. Did you know that hottie actor Ryan Gosling is the voice and brains behind the band Dead Man's Bones? And it's a really great band. He put out the Dead Man's Bones albums, maybe a good decade ago. If I did a show where I brought in male voices, that is one band I would actually include in it. It's a great band. Dead Man's Bones, you want to check out. It's Cat Power covering Ryan Gosling and Dead Man's Bones, Pop Pop Power in the middle. Does that all make sense? And then starting the set off, another cover, this time from Angel Olsen. It's Angel Olsen covering Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark song, If You Leave, as from the Pretty in Pink soundtrack. But this time you can find it on Angel Olsen's cover EP, simply called Isles. Okay, we are halfway through the show. We've got lots more music to get to in this first half hour of Girly So Groovy.